How much of that has to do with coming off the Super Bowl a year ago versus coming off missing the playoffs this year?
It has a lot to do with it. I mean, we missed the playoffs last year. So, I mean, obviously being in this city the past 4 years, it's championship or nothing. And so last year, even though we won the Super Bowl the previous year, last year was bad, you know, not making the playoffs, but not being productive. So, I mean, we got John Elway as our GM, and, I mean, intensity is what they're preaching. Championship habits is what they're preaching because we got to get back on top, and that's what we're doing. And how we do that? By the intensity that we do out on the practice field, and everyone understands that.
Did it fall off last year?
It did. I mean, results show. You know, obviously we started out the season strong 4-0, but something happened. So we got to get back to and figure out what happened, you know. And obviously we don't know, but all we can do right now is just continuously work hard and see where the chips fall during the season. But I think everybody is dedicated.
After 2 days, how has the intensity been
off? It's been balanced, you know. The defense is talking smack. We're talking smack. Everybody, we're scoring touchdowns. The defense is catching interceptions. That's how you kind of want it. Because during the season, you know, you go against other teams, and hopefully it's balanced as well, where the defense is doing well and we're doing well and we're rolling. And it can be like my first year here in 2014 where, you know, we were putting up points. If we give our defense 28 points, more than likely that's a win for us. So that's our goal. That's the objective on offense.
Chris just said that he likes the fact the offense is giving competition every day because of this new
scheme. Yeah.
Do you sense that the versatility of this offense has put you guys in a better position?
Well, I think from a wide receiver, from my perspective, I'm always competitive. I'm always going to compete no matter what system I'm in. But as far as this system, I think for Chris and what he was saying was this system is a lot more complex. It's a lot more difficult. We shift, we move. You got me in a slot, the number three, the number one, sometimes in the backfield, and that right there confuses the defense. And I think that's the reason why he's like, all right, he's not just lined up on the right side. He's not lined up on the left side. They're moving around, and it makes it more difficult. And I guess it's bringing more competitiveness out of him.
Emmanuel, if they put you in the backfield, is there a chance they might just turn around and hand it to you?
Nah, I'm not going to start that rumor. Don't give it to me. Throw it to me. I play wide receiver.
What have you seen so far from Trevor and Paxton? I mean, it's
same thing. Both of them want the job. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I feel sorry because only one guy can win the job. You know, but both of them are incredible guys, man. Paxton and Trevor. You know, I want the best for both of those guys, but at the end of the day, it's the NFL. And so the best man's going to win the job, but we're going to see. You know, I'm watching just like you guys to see, you know, who's going to step up and who's going to stand out and say, man, this is the guy right here, man, that could lead us to a championship.
What gets you excited?
Paxton is getting closer.
Paxton is getting very, very comfortable today. The shake route I ran in the red zone, I mean, that ball has some velocity on it. It was on the money. I mean, toe tap, you know, it was just a beautiful throw. And I was like, man, all right. If he can make those throws consistently, man, you know, he could be the guy for the job. But then I see Trevor come back, and he's throwing off his back foot a sell route and perfect throw, you know. So both of them, man, they want the job, and we're going to see. You know, obviously out here on the practice field, it's easy, but we'll see during the preseason games. That's who's going to determine the starter, who can ball during the games, because practice is practice, but you got to be able to take that to the game. Oh, I love it. We're not even in attack mode right now. We're huddling up. We're just calling plays. Mike McCoy, he's competitive. You know, he's walking up to me. Hey, he's scheming, you know, right now, you know, just at practice. So it's just cool because I can only imagine during the game how he's going to be scheming. But we're not even in attack mode right now. You know, once we be able to go no huddle and really, like, speed up and use this altitude to our advantage, that's when we're going to be on attack mode.
As far as the number three receiver spot, is it too early to tell which one of those guys is starting something?
I think Benny has that job right now. You know, obviously Benny don't want to lose it, but it's Benny's job right now to lose, if you ask me. He's the one playing in the slot a majority of the time.
What do you think about those rookie receivers, Carlos Henderson, Isaiah?
I was just telling Isaiah. I said, man, most of the time rookies come in and you hear Tyke yelling, hey, you're in the wrong split, wrong alignment, you're doing the wrong thing, wrong. But now Tyke's not saying anything, and I told him, I said, you know, that's awesome that the rookies can come out and know their assignment because that's where it starts first. So I think they're doing a good job.
Is that something you look forward to?
Yeah, I always say, you know, when you put the pass on, that's the difference between the boys and the men. So we're going to see who the men are.